Bishop Aubrey Shines, Racist for Whites to Assume They Have Responsibility for Blacks. By Robert Krajicek on September 10, 2020. Paternalism from left-wing white people towards black people is racist, said Bishop Aubrey Shines, founder and pastor of G2G Ministries in Tampa Bay, Florida, and founder of Conservative Clergy of Color, offering his remarks on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. It's racist, whites assume that they have this responsibility to make sure that they champion poor black people, stated Shines. He highlighted Democrat and leftist claims that blacks are incapable of obtaining government-issued photo ID for the purposes to proving one's identity upon voting. Shines added, the majority of Americans, black and white, want to be able to be identified when we go into the polling booth. But it's white liberals come out and say, no, no, no. Those poor black people. We really understand, sick, they shouldn't have to have ID. Do you know how incredibly insulting that is? White liberals continue to assume that they are the champions, and they're the voices for these poor blacks, Shines stated. Listen. Shines highlighted the Democrats' sowing of racial discord toward political lens. You have a political party that is obviously moving in the same direction, since their inception, to continue to divide America. And we're seeing this lived out through every failed major city and every failed major state that's governed by the political party. Mainstream media coordinates with Democrats to push Marxist ideas, Shines noted. Marlowe addressed left-wing news media's fomentation of racial strife. He said, there's a narrative in CNN and MSNBC that is really about racial politics, that there's a race war taking place and that Trump is on the side of the whites. Shines concurred, CNN, MSNBC, and others allegedly champion the cause of poor blacks and portray this president as a racist. Shines reflected on his personal experience with President Donald Trump. As head of Conservative Clergy of Color, I traveled with then-candidate Trump, Shines recalled. I was with this guy very, very often. There's nothing racist about this guy. I know a racist when I see and meet a racist. And if this guy is a racist, with his historically black college university gifting, if he's a racist with all these various opportunities zones which, by the way, are primarily benefiting blacks in America, he is the most pathetic racist I've ever seen. Shines quipped, Trump needs to up his race card and do better as a racist. This is baloney, and the mainstream media is pushing it. Democrats and the broader left identify blacks as a herd group without individuality, concluded Shines. That goes against God. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.